It's not random, it just transcends rationale and logic. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. And today when we're recording this, we are a week away from Purim. Purim is a festive time, it's a great celebration. But it's also a time where we have to reflect about our essential bond with our Jewishness and with God. The term Purim, the word Purim, is a Persian word. And it means lottery. And the Purim story came about through a lottery because the evil villain, Haman, drew lots to decide on a day, to designate a day that he would destroy the Jewish nation by issuing a decree that every non-Jewish person could take up arms and kill Jews. And therefore we won, we connected to God, God performed a miracle with Mordechai, Esther, and the whole story, and we are an eternal nation. So we call it Purim because of the lottery, but obviously the question begs, it stares us in our face. What kind of way to do that? Normally when we call a festival by a name, it represents not the evil decree, not the threat, but the victory. Pesach represents God jumping over the Jewish houses to save us from the plague of the firstborn. Sukkot, He protected us with huts and clouds of glory during the desert. Hanukkah is made up of the word Hanukkah Chafei. They rested, they won the war, and they rested on the 25th of Kislev. They had no longer a threat. And here we come to one of the greatest festive times, the festival of Purim, and we call it Purim after lottery. Lottery means the lottery that Haman drew. But the answer is not that way. We call it lottery because the idea of lottery also represents a very deep idea. Purim, the word Purim means lottery, was actually plural. Two types of lottery. Yes, it does allude to the lottery that Haman drew, but it actually alludes to God's response. And God's response was a lottery. He says that his relationship with the Jewish people and the guarantee for the eternity of the Jewish people has to do with the idea of lottery. Now, what's a lottery? A lottery means it's not a rational choice. When you draw lots, you're not deciding on one thing over another based on a good argument. It's just drawing lots. Now, on a simple level, that just means it's just random. But what the true meaning of lottery means in the spiritual sense, in the divine sense, is that it's something that transcends logic. Something you're not choosing one because of its greatness or because its uniqueness. You're just choosing it because it's you and you're committed to it. The Jews in the Purim story failed. They fell spiritually. They assimilated. And they removed the rational reason for God to protect the Jewish people because they totally relied on Ahasuerus and the Persian Empire moving to assimilate into their culture rather than relying on God. But when the Jews reconnected to the heritage of God anyways, in that darkness, God saved them because God's relationship with us is eternal. It's a lottery. It's not a rational thing where if the reason disappears, so does the protection. The existence of the Jewish people is guaranteed essentially. It's a deep fundamental bond which is irrational, supralogical. And that's represented in the Purim, in the lottery idea. It's not a rational thing, it's just a guaranteed thing. When you choose to do something because it makes sense, it's as good as the sense that it makes. If it doesn't make sense to you anymore, it doesn't work like that. But when you choose something because it's an essential thing, it's an essential truth, then it's irrevocable. So God's relationship to us is that way, and what Purim is to recognize that our relationship to Him is that way too. We don't follow the Torah, we don't do a mitzvah because it makes sense. It's nice when it makes sense and we enjoy it more, but we do it because it's true. And because we choose God, not because He makes sense to us. So that's the Purim. And we express it on Purim, of course, by the various mitzvot, like listening to the Megillah and giving gifts to each other, food, giving money for the needy and so on, and having a festive meal. We celebrate our Jewishness. That no matter what, we are here to stay. We are here to be connected. And that's why it's a call to actually reveal that idea and connect more to our Jewishness than we ever have before. So I want you just to think for a moment about about the soul, about the Jewish soul. Jewish soul has five levels. And it represents different layers of our experience. The outer layer of the soul is called nefesh. It represents our functionality, you know, how we think, how we speak, how we do, how we behave. The next layer is ruach, which represents our emotional state, our emotional responses. Just think about your emotions, your feelings. Neshama represents our cognition, the choices we make, the things we learn, the things we understand, even about our Jewishness. The fourth level is the chaya, which is the subconscious. But subconscious is also a form of experience. So we have the fifth level of the soul, the yechida. Doesn't represent anything. It just represents our bond. Yechida means oneness. Our oneness with God. Our oneness as a Jewish people. Purim is when that oneness is revealed. That come what may, we are here to stay. Because we are just inseparable from our Jewish soul. And God, our Creator. So in preparation for Purim, next Monday night and Tuesday, let's try and engage with this idea. Let's try and engage with all levels of our soul, but particularly the depth, the deepest one, and connect to it through the actions of Purim, through doing Mishlach Manot, Matanot Levinim, charity to the poor, gifts of food to each other, and so on. And celebrate. Celebrate being Jewish, celebrate being connected. And celebration hopefully will channel the flow of celebration and blessing for the entire year. Purim Sameach.